Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Carl Calabrese joining us on the line now talking about everything going on in politics. And it will be a very busy week as we're expecting at least some sort of answer when it comes to NY27. Who will be, who won't be on the ballots? Carl, as we get closer and closer, doesn't it look more and more like Chris Collins is really holding all the cards here with what happens in that race?
Yes, it does. And there seems to be a growing consensus among Republican leaders that he is going to be the name on the ballot going into the election. Even if Republican leaders choose someone else and designate someone else, that choice will be challenged in court, and the outcome of that is very iffy. So they may very well decide to go in a different direction, but that doesn't end the story. There's going to be a court challenge. And in talking to Republicans at the local level, county level, even at the national level, they kind of resigned to the fact that when it's all said and done and all the dust settles, that Collins' name will be on the ballot.
You know, Carl, what happens if he does hold the seat and he wins in November and then is ultimately convicted? What happens to the seat then?
Very interesting scenario, Susan, because let's say that happens. Let's say he does win the seat, and again, there's a lot of Republican leaders who think he can do that. He wins. He could rightly say, look, I've been sent back to Washington by the people of my district. I'm innocent until proven guilty. I'm going to fight these charges in court. I deserve my day in court, and therefore I'm their representative, and all of those statements would be true. Now, if he were convicted, that's a whole different matter, because then I think that would definitely lead to a resignation, and if not that, probably expulsion from Congress by his colleagues in the House. So we'll see what happens. Now, what's interesting is, I don't know if you saw this, but yesterday they began to advertise on WIVB that he has done an exclusive interview with that station that's going to be aired tonight, where he talks about his future and addresses those questions. So I and you and a whole bunch of other folks interested in politics are probably watching that to see what he says about that very scenario that you just laid out.
You know, given what you just said about the different scenarios that might happen and the possibility of expulsion from Congress if he is reelected, would you ever expect Republicans to put forth a name before primary day or before the November election to say, if that happens, if Chris Collins is taken away, if something were to happen where we would have to name a replacement, here is the guy?
That's an interesting option. Again, we're dealing with a situation here with no precedent that I can remember where you could say, gee, a tactic like that would work or it would be totally ineffective. There has been some talk and some consideration that if he intends to resign following the election, that it might make sense for the Republican Party today to designate the person they would put up when the governor calls a special election. That would be the process. If he resigned, the governor would call a special election sometime next year, up to the governor, total discretion on when he calls that. So you would say to the voters of that, of NY27 going into this fall, that, okay, Collins is running. He essentially is a placeholder to keep the district as a Republican district, but when that seat does open up next year and when the governor does call a special election, this will be the candidate we're putting forward. I think that's got some appeal to make it easier for Republicans in that district to vote for Collins, knowing that they'll have a chance to vote for candidate X sometime in 2019.
If you have that plan in place, if you're Republicans, would you make that public, make that known, or would you kind of keep that, to yourselves until the time comes when you actually have to put a name forward?
If I were one of the county chairs making that call, I would say, let's do it now. Let's give the voters of the 27th district as high a comfort level as possible in voting for Collins' name on the ballot this year. And I would put that forward, yes.
Carl, does this first TV interview that we were just talking about, does that suggest to you that Collins is positioning himself for a comeback?
Well, I think his political strategy, Susan, is going to be driven by his legal strategy and not the other way around. These are serious charges. They're going to take a lot of time to fight against and defend himself against. And however that turns out in court, I think that's going to determine his political future. So, no, I don't think he's positioning himself for a political comeback. I think he's probably going to position himself for the strongest legal defense he can do, knowing that if he wins that legal defense, then politics is certainly an option and the ability for him to continue his political career.
Early on in this process, we kept hearing the date of the 19th is kind of the last day where people on the Board of Elections would be able to make a switch, put a different name on the ballot. Are there any deadlines you see happening this week with the primary coming up?
I would have to go back and read the election law regarding post-primary, but whatever it says, every day that passes presents fewer options for the Republican Party to deal with this. And remember, when this started, I mean, we were moving at warp speed to find a candidate to replace Chris Collins on the ballot. The eight chairs were meeting. They were interviewing candidates. There was articles in the paper almost every day about what candidate was going to emerge as the designee. And then all of a sudden, about 2 weeks ago, it went totally dark. And we've heard nothing since. I think that's because the more that the chairs looked at the situation, the more legal advice they got, the more they realized that they had very few options, and that they might very well be stuck with going into the election with Chris Collins on the ballot with all the negatives that implies.
Carl, we always appreciate it. That's Carl Calabrese with Masiello, Martucci, Calabrese & Associates.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during O' Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, oh.